In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. When we think about our Christian faith as children might think, our way of understanding seems to be this. We have our purposes in life, the things that we would like to accomplish, the things that we would like to see come to pass, those things that we expend all of our efforts and application and energy toward. And if we have faith in God, and we are good, if we are good people, good children, God will help us. God will reward us with success in our endeavors. The childlike part of this, and maybe we're being unfair to children because very young children don't think like this. It's as we begin to get older as children and we start to think of ourselves as the center of things, start to fight with brothers and sisters and other children. When we first learn that word mine, from there on, it's a struggle to return to living as God intends for us to live. And we can't pin that on small children because that's not how they are. They have a naivety that we lose. But if we come to our Christian faith according to that way of thinking, with ourselves at the center of things, then everything is going to be upside down for us. We're going to hear the things that St. Paul tells us about having faith and all of the things will be added unto us, as though it is God's role to give us success in life if we love Him and are faithful to Him. Actually, the real situation is almost completely opposite. Our part is not to be at the center of things. Our life is brief, our accomplishments are temporary, they're going to pass away. It just doesn't make any sense that God would make short lives of devotion to the world the center of how things are held together. The way things actually are is that we are called to become part of His life. He has, in fact, after all, already become part of our life. Now, when I say our, I mean all of us together. All of us as human beings. God united Himself to us all. He became a human being as we are human beings, in order to turn things around again and make them the way they ought to be. But with our selfish individualism that places ourselves at the center, we create a kind of version of the Christian faith that turns that back upside down again. St. John Chrysostom explains that there are two parts that St. Paul is always emphasizing, God's part and our part. God's part, he says, is very various. There are a lot of things that he does in order to accomplish his great work. We could even start at the beginning of his dealing with the chosen people in the Old Testament, all that he led them through, and then becoming incarnate and living the work of his life, dying on the cross, trampling down death, arising, ascending and sending the Holy Spirit. A lot of things he needed to do in order to accomplish his great work. In one way, it's very similar to the kind of work that we try to do bit by bit in our own lives. We try to get our homes together, our houses, our lives, our careers, the way we would like to have them be. That's what God is doing with the whole of creation. It was messed up in the beginning by our turning away from Him toward the world and trying to accomplish something on our own separately from God. And He comes to repair that, to fix that huge rip in the fabric of creation. And He does that by doing all of this work, all of these things that need to be accomplished. It's very similar to the way we try to pull our lives together ourselves, try to make things the way we want them to be. That's what He's doing with the whole of creation. The difference is, we are not going to be able to do that. Because we're not God. We're not God in our own lives even. Chrysostom points out that no matter how perfectly we can achieve having the kind of living environment or home or career that we want to have, it will pass away. It's not going to be permanent. Sooner or later, someone else will come along and take that position, or there'll be some kind of an economic crisis, and we may lose everything. And if we turn to God and say, "What are you doing? This is the purpose of my life, to accomplish the pulling together of all things, and you let this terrible thing happen to me," we're misunderstanding. The purpose of the universe is not for us to succeed in our own individual lives as though we were God pulling together our own little private universe. When Jesus Christ does that, when he comes into the world and does all his work, pulls all the things together that need to be brought together into one whole so that things hold together and make sense the way they were meant to in the beginning, he is doing that through our humanity, but he is God pulling the universe together. Our little pretend worlds are not of the same value. They will eventually pass away. And we need to realize that everything that we do is of a certain period of time. The most common way of doing that is planning our retirement as though it is going to be unending enjoyment, pleasure, with plenty of securities. Of course, there's the problem of the death that's going to come. We know that. But we can use our Christian faith to twist it around so that we're getting something there too, where our idea is that the center of our life has to do with the things of this world, the things that we can accumulate, the success that we can accumulate, the worldly glory and power and authority of our own lives. And then at the end, we're going to live forever. So basically, we don't reject the way of the world. We just have the faith that in the end, God will give us eternal life. Kind of tack it on the end of a life that has been lived, not at one with God, but claiming that God's role is to help us in the accomplishment of our lives. That's not how we ought to be thinking about eternal life. We ought to be more humble and realize that the work that we do in the world is meant to be part of the great work of Christ himself. We are meant to join our labors to his great labor. He is not meant to join himself and his divine power to our labor so that we can accomplish our purpose. It's the other way around. The work that we do in the world is meant to fit into his great work. And Chrysostom explains that on the one hand, it is God's part to pull things together as they need to be. And when he does it, it stays together. The world, the universe, the creation is held together as it was meant to be by Christ himself, by his divine human life. He has put it together in a way that it will not pass away. No crisis is going to come along in the case of his work, as is so often the case in efforts of our own. No crisis is going to come along and destroy the accomplishment of his work. In our case, even if we have a life of worldly success from one end to the other, eventually we will begin to age, lose our abilities, and die. The center accomplishment of our life is not those things that we have been able to accomplish on a worldly level. Those will pass away. But God's work, the work that Christ has done, that will never pass away. If we join our efforts to his, then our work will be built on a foundation that is eternal. And if it is good and golden work, then it will pass even through the fire, and we will have added in the way that we are called to do as human beings in common participation with God's work. But it's about his work, his life, not my work, my life. God, please help me to accomplish what I am seeking to do. So if all of those things are God's part, if he is the one who accomplishes an eternal work to which we are meant to join the effort of our own lives, what is our part? Our part, Chrysostom says, is faith. Faith is what we can bring. But now look how different faith is when we're understanding it in this way. When we were thinking as children, faith was the faith that in the end God would give us what we wanted or what we thought we needed to have, and then when he didn't, then we'd be disappointed and our faith would be shaken. That's not the kind of faith we're talking about. We keep faith with Christ and don't turn aside, returning to that, putting ourselves first and making believe it's all about us and our accomplishments. We're talking about faith in God's value for our life, the real reality of our lives. Repentance enables us to return to that faith. That's the work of our lives. When Jesus gives us the example of the lilies of the field, they toil not, neither do they spin, and they are arrayed with a glory that even Solomon didn't have. He's pointing out to us that there is a role for us as human beings that all of the rest of created things don't have. They go about their business and do the things that they ought to do. It ought to be the same with us. In our human lives, we ought to go about our daily lives doing the work that is our work to do and not taking upon ourselves concern for being able to hold all of that little make-believe world of phony security together as though each one of us were little gods and it's up to God to help us. That part of it is unnatural. We see no living things in the world living like that, only human beings, and Jesus is saying it's unnatural for you too. Live with faith. Live the lives that God has given you to live and join yourself to his great work. And have faith and know that the world that God has created, nothing can pull apart. That's the kind of faith that makes us true Christians, that enables us to turn our backs on the world and yet work and live in the world with a higher purpose. Not the higher purpose of some kind of personal individual independence, but the higher purpose of cooperating and participating in harmony with God to do his work in everything that we undertake in the world. And that way, we can have the kind of peace in Jesus Christ that St. Paul tells us we can have. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.